Alan, that was a bit of a shock to the system today, wasn't it?
It was. It was something that we weren't expecting. It was obviously something that we've feared. That, you know, you get into that mindset of six games to go. This is what it looked like to me anyway. Six games to go. Mid-table, we're safe. You know, we're on a good run of form. If we just turn up and play like we have been, then we're going to win. And it's that horrible word that begins with C, the complacency, that you speak about with the lads. You prepare them properly. We've had a good week's training. We prepare them properly, tactically, physically, mentally. We feel we've done everything that we can do this week. And you talk about complacency before the game with everyone, and they look at you and like this, like as if. You know, how dare you sort of say, you know, absolutely why you know, wouldn't even dream of getting complacent. And I don't think it was, but it looks that way. You know, as a supporter, as one of those 1,200 fans out there today watching that, it looks as if they've kind of given up and they're ready for the holidays. And I don't believe it. I don't think they are lads like that. I don't think we've got lads like that. But that's what it looked like. And that's what really disappoints me. Like I said, I've said this quite a lot to you and to other people, that everyone makes mistakes. And you're not going to play well every week, but what we do expect, minimum requirement, is 100% effort, commitment, desire, competing for every ball, competing for every second ball, trying to do the right thing. Now, sometimes it doesn't work off, doesn't work out, and sometimes, you know, you don't have good games, but we expect that commitment. And to me, especially the first 30 minutes, it looked as if it was lacking commitment.
Do you think the lack of matches in between the last game we had at Telford, those two post-ball games, do you think they had an impact?
You know what, it's quite easy to look at different things and trying to make excuses for them. And I've been, you know, we've talked about that. I've talked about that with Tommy. You know, maybe they're a bit rusty because we haven't played. Maybe they're a bit, you know, lost a little bit of sharpness, or I don't know. But I don't want to make excuses for them. I think at the end of the day, it just wasn't good enough. It wasn't the commitment, the desire, the desire to win second ball, the desire to show effort, the desire to run, the desire to chase lost causes, the desire not to go out in a whimper at the end of the season. For me, wasn't there in the first 30 minutes. And I think, you know, you can look at it both ways. Were they a bit rusty? Might have been. But you know, at the end of the day, they haven't played a game in 2 weeks, so they should be fresh. They should be fresh, they should be fit, they should be enthusiastic, they should be itching to get out there and show, after the Ferriby game at home, what they're about. And I didn't see it. And I think we could give them excuses, but I don't want to. I don't think they deserve it.
I asked Tommy this question. Do you think you might find out more about the players after a defeat than after a victory?
I think you can spot things that obviously, when things are going well, everything's great. When things aren't going well, that's when you're looking at people and you see how they react and what their personalities are like and what their characters are like, and are they going to be there when we need them? You know, when things aren't going well and games aren't going in the way we want them to, and the weather, the conditions aren't great, and you know, you're on a bad run of form, whatever it is, who are the characters that are going to stand up and pull you out of it? And yeah, so I think in that respect you can. I think when things aren't going well, when you lose a game, you can see things in players that you think, look, I didn't know he had that about him, that's good. Or vice versa, you can say, I didn't think he was that type of character. I was hoping he wouldn't throw the towel in. I was hoping he would react better to that. So you can see it on both sides. And I think today we had a bit of that. I think we've had, there was a few that got annoyed, especially when we were talking about complacency. They went, right, come on in and let's buckle down. Let's pull our sleeves up and let's give it a go. And that's great. To see that response is great. And obviously there's negative sides to it, where you see some lads seem to be, you know, taking it a little bit easier or not as bothered about chasing that lost cause or whatever it is. And that's frustrating. So, yeah, I think you do. I think you see win, lose, draw, whatever it is. I think it's especially you learn from your defeats. I think you learn more from defeats than you do from winning, because, you know, obviously you've done something wrong, so you need to change things. And I think that's a good question. Yeah.
Two defeats in 12, though, there's still plenty of positives to be taken from that.
Yeah, well, I say it's not a disaster. You're going to lose. We knew we were going to lose game at some point, you know, before the end of the season, and it's not a disaster. Two defeats in 12 games is still very good. It's the manner of the defeat that really upsets me. It's we weren't outplayed. We weren't outthought. We weren't outdone tactically. They didn't have better players than us. We were outbattled and outfought and outworked. You know, and they showed a little bit more desire than us, I think, today. A little bit more edge, a little bit more energy. We showed it in patches, but they showed it for the whole 90 minutes. Because, like I say, they're a good team. They're all right. They're a mid-table team at the minute, and you can see why they've won games. You can see why, you know, they've got some good, solid lads. They're a good team, but they're nothing that we haven't played against before. They're nothing. They haven't got anything in their ranks that should frighten us, that should cause us any problems that we shouldn't be able to cope with if we're on it, and we weren't, and therefore, it was a comfortable win for them in the end, really. I don't think we created many chances. I don't think their keeper had to make many saves. So it was a comfortable win because we didn't really put any pressure on them.
So we have to put that right now during the week and ready for the game against FC United.
Well, we put it right at half time. I think we went in there and there was words spoken, there was things said. We didn't shirk away from it. I mean, we can't have that. We can't have that kind of performance in the first half. And if we didn't get the goal just before half time, it would have been a lot worse. And I think we probably would have made instant changes. And I said at half time, if we could have probably changed 6 or 7, we might have done it at half time. It was that disappointing. It was rolling back to previous performances, you know, where we were sort of just giving up and we just looked lost. And it was really, really annoying for myself and Tommy. Do you make changes? I think yeah. I think obviously you're looking at that and you think there might be changes. There's a good chance there'll be changes. I can't speak for the gaffer, but I'm just thinking there wasn't any real standout performances today. Joe Wheatley, for me, was excellent. I thought Tom Poitras was great to see him coming back, but you know he's his first game back. But I thought he did well. Apart from that, There wasn't much happening. I think there is places up for grabs, and I think the lads on the bench and the lads who are outside the squad can see that and should grab that opportunity. So training should be lively this week. I would expect it to be lively. I would expect it to the lads who didn't play well today, which was about 8 of them, really going for it, thinking I don't want to lose my shirt, and the lads who were on the periphery of that team saying I want that shirt and I deserve that shirt, and it was unfair on me to be left out in the first place, and I'm going to show you what I can do. So hopefully it's going to be a lively week, and I would expect changes, yeah.